What is going on, guys? Welcome back to Downright Random. This is our podcast. And we've been gone for a little bit. We've been trying to do tons of other things, like actually have jobs. Considering this is not our paying gig at the moment. I mean, yeah. We do it for fun. We enjoy it. We do it to relax a little bit. It does cause a little bit of stress here and there, trying to set everything up all the time. But we don't get paid to do this.
Yeah.
And so we want to just, you know, share our thoughts with you guys and everything like that. But lately, the past few months, we've been having to deal with other stuff and actually...
Nothing bad, though. Like, we...
No, nothing bad.
We were working and
just
we were...
Just life.
Yeah, we were saving up some money and everything. And as you guys probably saw in some of our other videos, we got a new car. So that was kind of like a goal of ours that we were kind of like working towards. And we'll have some more videos and, you know, such talking about our new car and all that. But I think it was just us. We're still like in the process of, you know, like a lot of people just revamping and just, you know, changing some stuff. So we just kind of put this to the side for a little bit. But, you know, we want to come back and kind of chit chat with you guys again.
Yeah. So we made plans to do that and we've changed the studio up a little bit. We have this cool looking thing that actually is remnants of an old sign stuff that we used to work on and when we had our sign shop. It's just drop. Like, we had to cut out all these triangles, and for some reason, instead of throwing it away and cutting it up, we decided to keep it because it looked cool.
Yeah.
And then behind it is like an actual part of our table when we painted.
We're hip. We're like recycling it and
yeah. So we were trying to just figure out what to do in here, because before we just had the sheet.
Yeah.
But we wanted to do something cooler, and so
and it'll evolve to other things also as time goes on.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
So we like to change things up. So anyway, so that's about it. Like, if this is your first time checking out our podcast, I'm Janine. This is Mike. We are a married couple. And check out some of our old videos. We do other videos besides our podcast. We do vlogs. We do game night, which will be coming back. We have tons of games that
over our break, we went to tons of stores and found tons of games.
Yeah.
Some of them may be completely horrible. But like, we were like, okay, this is cool. And we found some vintage ones, too, that we want to try out. We have to do a few little odds and ends of things, but
we try to make them like trivia. So if you guys we usually do it live, so if you guys watch live, then you can kind of play along, and we wait, you know, for everyone to give their answer and all this other stuff.
Definitely
when we do that, you know, subscribe to us so you can know when those shows are coming up, and then you can play along with us.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you like trivia. But for this one, we're just going to kind of
we're just going to get back into it.
Yeah, we kind of just talk about a bunch of other stuff. If you watch our other podcasts, you know that we kind of start from one topic and we may just go to something else. So I came across this post on Instagram and I thought it was kind of interesting. So basically it's saying five things that, I don't know if I showed it to you. I don't think I did. Five things that no one has in their home anymore. And so I just want to know like what you think about some of these things, and if there's other things that, you know, you think that
should be in
that
the
should
home.
Be on that list or should be still in the home, you know, and then vice versa. You guys can definitely comment down below and let us know. So the first one is DVDs.
We still have DVDs.
Yeah, we still have DVDs.
Well, I mean, most of our DVDs are ones we get at the dollar store. Just either just have a funny watch or we're preparing for the apocalypse when everything shuts down and we only have
and there's
DVDs
no internet
to watch.
And you only have DVDs. So like that's one of those things, like when the internet goes down, like you're just like, what am I gonna do? Well, you pull out your DVD,
because everyone watches like streaming now. Everyone watches like YouTube or Netflix or Hulu or Disney Plus or HBO or all these things. But it's like,
if the internet goes
down, what do you watch?
Yeah,
we pull out a DVD
or we play a board game. So the next one is CDs.
I mean,
see, I don't really, I still have CDs. I haven't like thrown out all of my CDs or whatever, but I don't really buy new ones. Because there's so many, like, once again, you know, you can go on YouTube, you can listen to the radio. So I don't really pull out CDs unless there's something I'm like, man, I really want to listen to that album, but I haven't really had that urge to be like, I want to listen to that album start to finish, you know, which do people do that anymore?
Start to finish?
Yeah. No. Like, I don't think that Yeah.
But there were times even back in the day that people wouldn't even listen. That's why there were the EPs.
And, yeah, true.
And then just like all the single stuff and even like the compilations. Like yeah. sometimes people just buy the compilations. They yeah. wouldn't get the entire album of a band.
See, my brother and I used to go to Virgin Records in Times Square, RIP. Virgin Records in Times Square. Actually, RIP Times Square because it's not the same. But we would get like extended albums. Like you would get like the Europe version of an album and it had like an extra like two songs or something on it. And that's, we used to listen to the whole thing. But I don't think people, we used to actually go to Virgin Records and stand there. Do they have that like in FYEs and stuff like that? You can listen to the albums. I know after they did like a fade out.
Like that FYEs, they would have like the little listening stations.
Yeah. And you could listen to the full album.
But the problem was like at first, first did it, it was whatever CD they put on the thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes like, I don't want to listen to that.
Yeah.
But then they evolved into, you could choose, mm-hmm. like yeah. you would take the CD over, scan it.
Yeah.
And then you could listen to it. But
I think after a while, so people would just stand there and listen to the whole album, like basically like you know, just stand and hold the listening station. And I think after a while, you can listen to like a snippet of the song. I think that's what happened.
It was always a snippet, at least for.
Why do I remember listening to like full? I don't know. Maybe I remember listening to like full like songs on there. But I thought after a while it would like fade out after like a minute or like 30 seconds.
I think when at least at FYE, I think when like they chose the CD and that was the one. I think it would play the entire album.
Okay.
But when you actually scanned it, I think it was just like a snippet of
it. Okay. Yeah. Those were good times. But yeah. So. CDs,
I don't really listen to CDs much anymore, but yeah, I mean, they've like, kind of phased CDs out of or CD players out.
That's
everywhere,
the thing, also,
much.
Yeah. I still have cassettes though. I don't play my cassettes, but I still have like old like TLC. Yeah. I still have my TLC albums, Immature. I still have some like Wild.
I bet you somewhere,
Wild Orchid. Get it, Fergie.
I bet you somewhere in a box. I have. I still have an Informer.
Oh man,
cassette.
We
the
may
snow,
have Vanilla Ice actually. Yeah,
the Snow Informer.
Yeah. Wow.
Song.
Yeah,
I think I have Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, I think you do. I think I found it one time. We were going through some of your stuff. Yeah. So CDs, not so much. File cabinets.
It's hard to say. My parents still have file cabinets, and we actually had a file cabinet in our house too.
We did, but that's because you worked from home also.
I kept all the house papers in there. Like
so that might be
the mortgage
thing now.
Stuff and all those things.
True. Yeah, people keep their like important papers. I think maybe now file cabinets may have made a comeback because so many people were working from home. And now they have to have, like, some places are, like, you know, paperless. But some things you do need the actual documents for. So some people probably, it's probably not on the grand scale of, like, this, you know, huge file cabinet that's, like, to the ceiling. But they probably have something that they're having to have some kind of organization or whatever. Because there are some documents that you have to
hold on
to.
I mean, the file cabinet we had, it was just a one drawer file cabinet. It wasn't, like, you know, multi-drawer or anything like that. So.
Yeah. But if you go to, like, a thrift store, you'll find crap ton of file cabinets. I think we even donated one from our shop. Yeah. So you'll find a bunch if you need one. Wall calendar.
See, okay. So before all the stuff, we actually kept a wall calendar.
Yes.
We did have them.
Uh-huh.
And right now, I mean, we don't have one. I mean, just because we don't have one.
And your mom uses one.
My mom
does
use one.
Yeah.
Well, she also writes it down.
Yeah, so it's like a dry erase one. Yeah, it's not like the one when you have to like flip the page and all that stuff. I think some people still do it because they're trying to just keep organization. But I feel like some people have like, instead of wall calendars, they have like the planners with all the stickers.
So you know what's confusing or what annoys me with like, that I'd prefer a wall calendar is like on my phone, it has the calendar, right? And like, I want to use it.
Yeah.
But the problem is I have a Google account, a Samsung account, a Microsoft account. Mm-hmm. And then I think just the regular, like on the phone stuff. So if I put something in the calendar, like sometimes if I'm not paying attention, I don't know which one of those accounts it gets saved under. Mm. And then if I'm not looking at that calendar,
you forget it.
Then I forget it. And, like, I have to have all these things because you have to have accounts for everything nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and I hate opening new accounts. Like, every time, like, what was it the other day? There was something There was something the other day that I was just oh, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And it was just like a reminder thing. And then you download the app to go with like the whatever it was. I can't remember what it was right now, but and then you have to create a brand new account and then link it to either Facebook,
that's
Google.
That's the thing that's annoying too. You have to like, link everything and it's like, and then sometimes out of nowhere it's unlinked and you're like, "Why?" And then you have to like remember the password and then you're trying to link it back and then you're like, "Oh, I forgot that password," so you have to go back to the original one. And then reset that password. It's really annoying.
But I know with like a wall calendar, if I just write it on there, it's on there.
It's on there, yeah.
And I don't have to worry about if it's in the Google calendar, the Samsung calendar, the Microsoft calendar, the phone calendar, or whatever other account, the Facebook calendar. You know, there's too many. There's too many accounts, and there's too many things nowadays.
Yeah.
And it's just so annoying.
Yeah. So the last one is takeout menus.
We still got a lot of takeout menus.
I know, like back. Back in the day, like when me and Raquel lived together, me and my best friend, we had tons of like, everyone always has like the Chinese food restaurant or the pizza place. We had tons of menus. But I think now with people doing like, I guess like the Grubhub and the, what's the other one? I can't
DoorDash.
DoorDash and Uber Eats and everything. You just kind of go on the website or the app and then you just kind of look at the menu from there. And especially because so many things change. Mm-hmm. Like you may like something and then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, we don't sell that anymore. And that's even before, you know, all the crap that happened last year. But it's like sometimes, you know, and then prices change. So it's like, I think now people are just more doing the app on the phone than actually opening up a paper menu. I don't really think that people have like stacks. You would have like the stacks of like Chinese restaurant things and then all the packets of the soy sauce duck sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Do people ever use those things?
I don't.
That's the thing. We always get them. Like they always throw like 500 in the bag, and then
I don't request them. You request them,
and then
like if we go to the Chinese restaurant, they just hand me the bag, and I'm fine with it. And then you're like, oh, can I get duck sauce? And I'm just like, oh,
it's like tradition. Like you have to have like a million duck sauce and like soy sauce in the bag, and then when you get home, you don't use them, and then they just stay in like a drawer or in the fridge or something, and then just
I don't ever use those. So,
but I don't think people really do takeout menus as much anymore, though. I think a lot of people either call.
This is a shame. I enjoy
apps,
paper menus. Yeah. Like even again with everything going on now, with everything going on now, still. I mean, things are coming back, but like you still go to restaurants and they just want you to scan the QR code. You know what's funny though? Like
QR code. Go ahead.
QR codes like. Disappeared for a while.
They were dying for a while.
And then they just suddenly made a return.
And it was funny because I remember like you had a client and they were like, oh, I want to do QR codes. And you were like, I don't know. I think QR codes are on the way out. And well, no one was using them.
But
though.
It's like
and
for,
people were still confused.
Once they came out, like part of my business was creating QR codes for like my customers and the websites and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
And then like I would say, oh, use a QR code to scan it. And they're like, what? And they're like, QR code.
Yeah.
Like, all you have to do is scan it, and it'll send you to the website. It'll do
it was
and they're
like so futuristic to people, and like so like because
I would put them on. I'd put them on my clients' business cards when I designed the business cards, and they're like, I don't know how to do that. I'm like, watch, it's super simple.
Yeah.
You take your phone, you snap a picture, and it goes to the website. And they're like, oh, I didn't know I could do that. But then it died off.
Yeah, because then for a while, like some phones had like an actual QR code scanner thing. It wasn't just, I don't remember it just being the picture.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So,
that's what confused me.
So, here was one of the problems.
Yeah.
Is that when QR codes first started, like I had a Windows phone. My Windows phone had it built in.
I was kidding.
I know. It's like, you're like, what,
like,
Windows phone?
What is this?
Everyone
you speak
probably
of?
Watching is like, I don't know what a Windows phone is. That sounds fake to me. But no, I'm a Windows guy.
Even our bands were.
Yeah, our bands were Windows.
Yeah.
Or Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
And my Windows phone worked great.
Yeah.
I never had any issues with it. When everyone have issues with their Android or their iPhone or whatever, like, I didn't have any issues. And I could do things with my phone. People are like, how'd you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Which has now been actually standard on a lot of things now because technology's kind of caught up. But, like, I could use my Windows phone and connect to my computers anywhere. But now we have, like, TeamViewer and stuff like that. But before, Microsoft had all that stuff built into their phone. And so I could connect remotely to any one of my computers anywhere. And I loved it. And people were so confused about it. But things like TeamViewer and all these other things now, like anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's probably another reason why Windows Phone died. They had all this proprietary stuff that just they didn't like appreciate.
Yeah.
And then they just didn't care. But the QR code scanner was built into the Windows phone.
Yeah.
And then, like, so some people didn't know how to do it. And I was like, we have to download an app.
Yeah.
And then they'd have to do it. And, like, they're like, how do you do it? I was like, well, Windows phone doesn't work. Like, all these, like, they don't have, like, apps like you do. So it's kind of built in. But now, like, my Samsung phone, I think your Samsung phone also, like, it's built in now.
It's built in, yeah.
But for a while, like, you had to download a third-party app.
And I think that's the thing that confused me. Like, when I started seeing the QR code thing again, I was like, but I don't have the thing built in. And you're like, oh, no, you just use your camera. And I was like, I was confused at first because I was like, before we had the little thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of confusing to me. But, so, yeah, so takeout menu. So what do you think about that list so far, and what would you add to it?
I mean, I think DVDs is a little bit of a stretch. Yeah. I think a lot of people have DVDs still.
I think
it's
so
not
too.
We're not that far out.
Yeah.
And like DVDs are still everywhere
want
in
DVDs,
the stores.
Blu-rays and all that other
stuff. So yeah. I don't think that
watch things at home, like they have like, your own little entertainment, you know, not everything is going to be on all these streaming services, cuz there may be a movie that you're like, "You know what? I think I want to watch, you know, whatever." And it may not be in all those. Yeah. So you're going to have the DVD to watch it or whatever.
So I think that shouldn't be on that list. I think it's a little too soon.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of those stuffs, yeah, a lot of places probably don't, a lot of homes probably don't have them.
Something that I thought would have been on this list was a home phone.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people still do have
a landline.
A lot of people still do have them, but for the most part, most people do not have a landline.
Like my parents do.
Yeah. My mom still has one, but we had one for a little while, and I think we talked about this in another podcast. We had one, but it was only because we were trying to get the deal. It came with it. And I think we had the phone hooked up for
I don't know, not long.
Because it was so annoying. Because it was all like junk calls. So we were like, yeah, that's
what 90% of it is now that my mom gets. And all she does is yell at the people.
Yeah. Another one that isn't in the home, but it's something that a lot of people had back in the day. And I was talking about it with coworkers the other day, the club. Do you remember that?
Like in the car?
Yeah.
I never had a club.
Really? Everybody seemed to have that. Like,
yeah.
And I think one time we were actually at a thrift store and we saw it and we were just like, but it didn't have a key with it. So I was like, that's kind of pointless to have.
No. Like I knew some people who had the club, but I didn't have a club.
Yeah.
And
if you guys don't know what it is, you know, it was like this.
It still doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. Like I understand what it's supposed to do.
It's this
thing that locks into the steering wheel.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to prevent you from turning the steering wheel.
Yeah. So you can't
steal
it. Yeah.
The problem is that it doesn't change anything for someone to really steal the car. Like
people were like faithfully like, oh, I gotta put the club on. Like it was like you had to put that club on because you thought if you didn't put that club on, you're going to come outside and your car.
So talking about cars, I have an interesting one for you that you probably haven't heard of in a long time. But remember back in the day, everyone would steal stereo units.
Yes.
Nowadays, that really can't happen because everything's like all like the tablet kind of things like built into the cars.
Yeah.
And like they're built into the car. You just can't take it out.
Yeah.
And if you do try to take it out, it probably won't ever work again because it's programmed for that car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like you don't get like break-ins for like stereos anymore.
There used to be people that would take their stereo out when they left.
I did.
Oh, no. Where were you hanging out?
Well, I mean, like, So I in one of my cars, like I got a nice stereo.
Oh my god!
And like,
what was the process of that? Having to take it out each time?
It wasn't that hard.
It wasn't that hard.
Yeah,
oh, because
I didn't really put it in right to begin with. Because like how you're supposed to do is it's got like it has like a little like frame that goes around it, and you're supposed to like do these little tabs.
Yeah.
So when you slide it in, it locks into the thing. Well, I didn't do the tabs.
Okay.
So it just kind of like came in and out. It was in one of my old trucks.
Yeah.
And so basically, you could just like slide it in and out. I had even a detachable face, but sometimes I just scratched.
Oh my gosh.
It just wouldn't snap in.
If you forgot to take it out one day, would you freak out and run outside?
No,
and go, okay.
I wasn't that concerned.
It wasn't like, it's like on the radio.
But I mean, living in the DC area, sometimes you go to some sketchy places and you're just like, oh, I'll bring it with
you. Yeah. So radios, people used to steal, and hubcaps. Remember I was telling you that hubcaps, that was a really big thing.
Yeah, I didn't have those problems.
Man, people would I don't know what cities, but in New York, I know that was a big thing. People would steal people's hubcaps. And it was like, it was a big business though. But
it makes
I don't understand why. Like how much money were you really getting? But Yeah, people were always doing that.
I never had a car that could take hubcap, like oh, okay. the wheel cover hubcap kind of things. I mean, my first car, the Volvo, it had steel wheels, but the wheels looked fine for the car.
Okay, yeah.
And so, like, I never had a need to do anything else to it. And every other car just had wheels. It didn't have, like, you know, steel wheels that needed, like, a cover on them. So, yeah, I never had a use for those.
So another thing that wasn't on that list, which I guess because it's really, really, really kind of pointless, but VCRs.
We have a VCR.
We do. We have VSH tapes, I should say. Yeah. But that's probably like way too, you know, back in the day. Most people aren't even going to consider that. But
I mean, I don't even know. I know where some of our VHS tapes are, but I don't even know if they're going to work still. Because they degrade so much lately. No, like, you know,
That's a good question, though. Yeah. Like, if... Yeah, I wouldn't even want to.
So one of the things I've been wanting to do is I've been wanting to get like a thing for the computer to plug in so we can like record our VHS tapes over to the computer.
Yeah.
And I found something on Amazon that's fairly inexpensive to do it. And I've been thinking about getting it just to do it.
Just to see. Yeah.
Because like my senior high school like graduating class video thing, whatever it was. I think it'd be hilarious to do it and put it on YouTube or something. Even though I know it would get flagged because of the music.
Probably, unfortunately. Yeah. We were talking about that the other day, about background music. Well, you guys were intentionally using the music, though, right? Or was it? Yeah, okay. So it's like...
But it was going on a VHS tape that was getting sent just to the students.
Day. Yeah. And
no one's coming to our school after a VHS tape like that.
Yeah.
No, there's no way.
And back in the day, I'm pretty sure they weren't. Yeah. I mean, they were still going after, but not like that. Because they were even saying like a few years ago, like Disney was saying that they didn't want certain schools to like play certain like
movies.
Yeah. And I'm just like, come on. Like we did that all the time in school. Like, you know, we'd have like movie day and stuff like that.
Well, some of what they were also saying is that they didn't want you to like have like movie night and that you were charging people to come.
Oh, okay.
So things like that.
But. Yeah. Anyhow, well, that's what is there anything else that people probably don't have in their house or just things that are forgotten? Calculators. No, I'm just kidding. I still use calculators. Yeah.
I don't know. Like it's,
I think the phone has taken the place of a lot of things. Like when you talk about the calendar, when you talk about calculators, when you talk about
games,
when you talk about cameras, I think the phone has taken, you know, like a lot of people probably aren't going out and getting like, you know, these big cameras because everything is kind of built into their phone. So it's like you've kind of compartmentalized whatever, everything just in this one little gadget. But so I think that's probably part of the issue.
Yeah.
But
it's one of those things that
and entertainment you have like your
but like technology changes so much is that it's like even if you have something it's going to change in another like few months anyways.
Yeah.
Cuz like even like watches now, like smart watches and things like that, things are changed so much and all that stuff, cuz I was looking at some anyways cuz I got to replace my Fitbit cuz apparently it won't work anymore. Yeah. And I was looking at some of the Samsung watches and like what they can do is just it's crazy. And like
what can they do?
Like, I mean, basically, it's everything you can do on your phone, pretty much. Huh. It has you can download like all the apps, and you can scroll through them and watch stuff, and do all those. It's crazy
on your watch.
Yeah, you can listen to your music. You can actually do phone calls on it.
Hmm.
Like it's like one of those spy things. You're like talking. I guess I don't know. It's probably just through Bluetooth. Yeah. But I mean, you can actually set it up to like.
Only a matter of time before we put something in our eyeball and we just like press something and a little screen goes and you can see it like in front of you. You're just like, ha, that's funny. And you're the only one that can see it. And then it just goes back when you close, you know,
it's basically that now. I mean, everyone's going to think you're crazy, but the problem is that everyone's going to be doing it. So people probably won't think they're crazy, but like, I already think people are crazy now. Cause we're walking through a store and people's just talking and it looks like they're talking to themselves, but they got one of the things in their ear.
Yeah.
And it's just
why is it that when people do that, they have to stare at you? Like if you're talking on your phone, why do they have to look at you? They're like, yeah, I know, that's cool, right?
But the problem is they're looking through you.
That's the thing. They probably don't even realize.
They're not focused on you. Yeah. They're looking directly through you. And you just happen to be in their way of where they're staring.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about it.
But when, They don't even know you exist.
Because it's like, what? Who me? You're talking to me? And they're just like, ha, 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 I know, right? And you're like, wait a minute. What's going on?
I don't know if we talked about this before. But why? Someone tell me, why is it that everyone now wants to video chat everywhere? And it's they're so loud.
Yeah, I think we touched on this a little bit because we said one time we went to a free movie and somebody was actually doing a video chat in the theater before the movie started. But still, mind you, people are sitting around them and all this other stuff. But now, like the other day when we were at the Converse outlet, and I guess this guy was like having his wife help him pick
every shoe,
every sneaker. He's like, well, if I wear these, then I might look crazy. And then if I wear these, I'm going to look new. And then she's like, well, I don't know. I'm like, why can't we have just a little like phone courtesy to one another? Like seriously, like you could take a picture and send it to the person and call them, be like, what do you think? Or even if the person is on video, just be like, I'm just going to show you real quick. What do you think? And then just turn them back down or something like that. Have your headphones on. I don't know. Do something.
Just take a snapshot
or make a decision on your own. It's like, I don't understand. It's like everyone doesn't have to hear your conversation. We don't care to hear your conversation.
I don't plain want and simple. To hear your conversation at all. I don't.
I feel like phones have made people just like talk like they're deaf. Like, and it's just like everyone is just so in immersed into their own world. And it's like you're out in public. Let's still have a little like, you know, respect for other people around you. Seriously.
Yeah. I just don't get
it. We're not going to go on a rant, but.
Oh, we're always going to rant. I mean, that's going to be the change of our thing is our rants.
But anything else you can think of?
In the home, no.
No. I think that's about it. I don't know. I think like a lot of things have changed over time. And some things, we just don't really need to have in the house anymore. Like, you know. But, you know, I think the main thing is you have family and all of the other crap. Some of the stuff was unnecessary, like the clapper. I feel like Alexa has... I was going to say that Alexa has become the new clapper.
It kind of has.
But... Because it's like for lazy people, I feel. Like if you need something, if you need assistance with something, I understand. But if you're able to get up and do something or like I don't get the whole Alexa, what's the weather like outside? Or, you know, like needing like this robot friend or whatever.
You know what's crazy about it?
I just don't understand it.
You know what's crazy about those commercials, though, is when they're asking Alexa to ask the weather. They're standing in front of a window.
I know.
In every one of those commercials, they're like, Alexa, what's the weather today?
Yeah.
And then they're standing right in front of it, but they're not looking. They're just like doing something else.
Yeah.
And it's just... I don't know.
We're going to have to block that word out. You can't say that. That's another thing. Can't say certain things.
Look, it has nothing to do with a certain person or anything like that. It's just, it's a word, but...
It's a word that us kids
I know.
From
people are
going to
get offended, and I'm sorry if you get offended.
We're 90s kids. I'm just going to put it that way. Like, we people said things, and yeah. And yeah, now it's just, you can't... But anyhow,
I don't know. I'm not going to worry about it.
On that
anyways,
definitely drop down below or wherever you guys are listening to this. If you're watching YouTube, drop it down below in the comments. What's something that you used to have in your house that you don't have anymore or something that needs to come back? I don't know. Maybe like
I don't know.
I don't know. It's almost things so near. Like a juicer. A juicer does not need to come back. They're god awful and they're horrible and they're messy.
No, they're great. Juicers are great when you're drinking the juice, but then afterwards you're trying to clean everything up.
It's
you're
a
like,
process.
I'm never drinking juice again.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like
it's yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
All right, Alexa, close us out. We don't have an Alexa.
No, or any other.
We'd be waiting here forever.
Yeah, I know. We're like, why isn't it working? All right, guys. Thanks for watching. And definitely check us out. Like, comment, subscribe. And we'll see you on the next one.
All right.
Peace.